Time to say hello to Dr. John Robinson, cotton economist, Texas A&M College Station, where we had 2 to 3 inches of rain since last Saturday here, John.
Up in your world, 2 or 3 inches? I think that's one of the reasons attributed anyway for the market being lower, was good weather is what the summary said.
Well, we got about 8 points higher on December cotton right now, 79.61.
Yeah, it's kind of, I'd like to say it's leveling off. We peaked back in, I'll remind everybody, in mid-May at about 87-something, I think, for the July contract, and it's been on a bit of a slide, which, like I say, has been attributed to the pace of planting. We're just kind of on par. We've planted a little over half of the expected acreage. And good, you know, planting pace, good weather, price of oil coming down a little bit. Of course, that goes up and down depending on the news. But anyway, those are the reasons attributed to weaker prices. We're still in the time of the year when we tend to rally because of uncertainty about the size of the crop, and that effect usually keeps in play through June or into June anyway. So we've still got seasonal influences that hopefully will keep us from sliding too much lower.
We'll usually have our export numbers on Thursday. It's delayed because of the holiday Monday, so I guess we'll get those out here and shortly from the bean counters.
Yeah, in about 5 minutes. Export sales numbers in the last few weeks, last month or so, haven't been very swift. We had one or two good reports, but nothing to really write home about. So there's the demand side is not going to be pulling up on this market. We're in the time of the year when the production supply side influence is really what counts.
Crude oil futures this morning are around $87, so it's nice to see that thing back off the triple digit numbers anyway.
Good for consumers and drivers.
$53 every time you fill up the car, so you know it's like I don't think I'm going to go anywhere today.
Yeah, it costs me about $65 to fill one of our family cars. That's a little painful.
What's the gas in Houston now?
Well, here I am talking about it, and I can't tell you precisely. It's generally lower than the state average. It's about, I think it's 4-something.
Because we're hanging out in different places around 367 yesterday.
Oh, right. I guess you got refinery capacity up in your world, and they keep the price lower than the rest of the state.
I got some in my backyard.
oil wells in your backyard?
I wish. I wouldn't be talking to you if I did. Don't take that personally, though.
No, I understand. I won't hold it against you.
So we're hanging out, like we mentioned, some upper 70s. What's the trade looking like in June, you think?
I would think that we'd probably make our last, if we stick with seasonal patterns, we'll make our last kind of rally. I figure we've got one or two more of those, unless something really surprising happens later in the season. So I think we could get back to, you know, we've been to 77, 78. I think we can make a run back to there. And then once the market begins to digest exactly how many acres are out there, which they will get an updated acreage report at the end of June, and you know what the condition of the crop is. Once the uncertainty of the size of the crop is known, then that's generally when the weakness kicks in, because there's kind of like a risk premium that fades because the risk isn't there the way it was. So, like I say, another month or so get us back to the mid to upper 70s. There's a chance of it anyhow. And after that, probably a bit of a slide into the seasonal weakness late summer, early fall.
So this month is shot. What are we looking at on our WADZI numbers for June, you think?
Not much, because they go out on a limb with the May WASDE. They make the assumptions. They make their weighted averages of yield and abandonment. They do that, all that going out on a limb. They do all that in May. So when June comes, they don't really have any basis to cook up new numbers. So I don't expect any changes in the June report. And then the July report is going to reflect whatever difference updated acres numbers we get out of the June 30 acreage report. So potentially a change with July, at least an updating. But for the June report, that's generally the quietest report there is.
So what's OA Cleveland think about everything?
How would I describe? Oh, you know, he's bullish when he can be. He was on our last conference call. He kind of put a target at 78 or so, if I recall. So I imagine he's holding to that.
Hanging in there then.
Yeah, hanging in there. I mean, there's always the possibility, with the seasonal influence and the uncertainty about the weather and the size of the crop, that influence is going to keep us supported, at least.
All right, got our market report coming up. John, got to run. Give out all your contact for you guys, and we'll talk next week.
I look forward to that. Meanwhile, folks can reach me at 979-204-9937.